Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
Twice a year, we all change our clocks, at least most of us. And in the Northern Hemisphere, we spring forward and fall back in November or the end of October. So that's another weird thing about all of this, is that every place that observes daylight saving time changes the clocks at a different time. So, for example, I work with a lot of people in Israel, and their daylight saving time happens 2 weeks after the, you know, the US when we go on daylight saving time. And I think it's also different and slightly the same in Europe. And then in the end of October, when we fall back, we fall back a week later than everybody else. And, you know, of course, if you're dealing with the Southern Hemisphere, then, you know, you're jumping forward, they're jumping back, and it's all just confusing. And there seems to be some motivation, and it's been building over the years, to abolish daylight saving time or institute what they call permanent daylight saving time. In fact, Washington State, Oregon, and California, and, well, 12 other states have passed legislation for permanent daylight saving time. Now, the problem with permanent daylight saving time is that requires a change in federal law. And in fact, there's been proposals in Congress to, well, effectively make it permanent, but hasn't gotten anywhere yet. And I'm kind of, to me, it's like, it seems if the goal is to stop changing the clocks, and I think that's really what the goal of this is, whether it's 1 hour later or not, you can make arguments either way. But let's start with stop changing the clocks. And the way we do that, my understanding is that, first of all, states have always been able to opt out at the state level from daylight saving time. So, for example, Arizona and California don't adopt daylight saving time. They're just on their time zone. And this is actually a loophole that states could use. And in fact, they could even also decide to be on a different time zone, which apparently is a thing, right? So states could say, yeah, we're on mountain time, and as opposed to Pacific time, and then opt out of daylight saving time, and we're done. And I guess that doesn't require an act of Congress. It does apparently require approval from I forget, it was the Department of Transportation or somebody like that, right? That there's somebody that can, some federal agency can approve that. And that, to me, seems like a much better approach than trying to change to do permanent daylight saving time. It seems like this problem could have been solved, at least in the United States, by just it simply happening, right? And I don't understand why this is still an issue, but I guess it is. And we're going to have to just spring forward. I just hope that, you know, this may be one of those things that we can actually get done in Congress. It'd be nice, or however it gets done, is that we just stop changing the clocks. And I hope it happens globally, because I don't know about you, but the one thing I've appreciated over the last year not traveling is I appreciate that my body clock has been more or less on the same time, right? I mean, now granted, I do have to get up earlier later to occasionally do things for work because of the time zones involved with everybody. But it would just be nice if we all just like put a stop to it, because I think once the U.S. stops, a lot of other countries will stop too. I think the movement to effectively stop this archaic practice of changing the clocks, which I don't think made sense to begin with, but whatever. I think I think having uniform time makes somewhat sense, some sense, but this whole daylight saving time thing is just confusing and causes all kinds of problems. And yeah, that really needs to end. And I don't know why it is still a practice, but in fact it is.
Thanks for listening to Phone Boy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.